So my last update was more of the hows, and this is going to be more of the whys or the goals. Got into work ass crack early today, even though I was getting over being sick, and I still managed not to get much done. So this is I think I need to focus on what I'm doing all of this for, because at the moment I'm missing out on it. So I wanted to recognize what Cal, what's his name? I still don't know what his name is. Which is sad because it's kind of the central theme to what I'm trying to get at here. Cal's somebody who I think is a computer science professor at CMU and wrote a book on why you should not follow your bliss. And what he argued for was essentially something called career capital, that the more career capital you build, the more mobility and respect and kind of degrees of freedom that you have in your field, right? But that involves your multiple fields, but it involves building skills, right? And it's occurred to me that, the more I slack off at work and when I get home and that kind of stuff, the less career capital that I have. And I think that needs to be the primary goal, because all the things I want, I need career capital for, and that means getting more work done, that means doing more projects, that means a lot of things like that. So I really need to keep that in mind, because it's basically the key to everything else I want to do here. At least a necessary condition, probably not a sufficient one. I need to focus on making more friends. I feel so alone. It's weird, like I talk to people, but I still feel alone. And maybe it's because I'm keeping a lot of secrets. That might have something to do with it, or maybe it's maybe I don't know what it is, but I've got to do that. And I think part of it is probably once I'm more responsible, that'll be easier, because I won't feel like it, if it's work or if it's other things, I won't feel like such a fuck up. Things will go better. But things that would help with that would be more money, a car, clearing up, not so much helping with that, but I need to clear up my credit. Need an exit strategy if I need to get out of the country. I've got to start looking at countries without reciprocity and taking that seriously, because at some point it may be my only option. Thinking about clearing things up with my sister, who I had a big blowout with recently. Trying to patch things up with my dad, but sort of redefining those relationships, because I realize that you can't trust them. I can't trust them, at least. I mean, they're not, when I need them, they're not going to be there for me, or in my sister's case, she's only going to be there for me in a way that's also self-serving to her, not necessarily unstated goals, but certainly not always overlapping goals. Need to eat better and cheaper. Got to start buying more food at the grocery store. Need to work on my projects and learn skills. And I need to decide what projects I want to work on what skills I want to develop. And I'm just going to try and keep reminding myself about what Thomas Oz said. You can frame mental illness as mental illness, or you can frame it as life problems. And you just have life problems to overcome, and at some point you do kind of have to sink or swim. And I'm getting to that point. Think I need to do these recordings a little more often. Think maybe also need to take some long walks and listen to classical music. Cal, whoever that was. I'm gonna look that up as soon as this ticks to 5 minutes here. See you later, everyone.